He turned to his final essay and scanned down the lines. "I'm pretty sure Blaine is dangerous," he read, "and that is the truth." He closed the folder, tapped his fingers on it thoughtfully for a few moments, then returned to Charlie the Choo-Choo. Engineer Bob and Charlie spent many happy days together and talked of many things. Engineer Bob lived alone, and Charlie was the first real friend he'd had since his wife died long ago in New York. Then one day, when Charlie and Engineer Bob returned to the roundhouse in St. Louis, they found a new diesel locomotive in Charlie's berth. And what a diesel locomotive it was! 5,000 horsepower, stainless steel couplers, traction motors from the Utica Engine Works in Utica, New York, and sitting on top behind the generator were three bright yellow radiator cooling fans. "What is this?" Engineer Bob asked in a worried voice, but Charlie only sang his song in his smallest, gruffest voice. "Don't ask me silly questions, I won't play silly games. I'm just a simple choo-choo train and I'll always be the same. I only want to race along beneath the bright blue sky and be a happy choo-choo train until the day I die." Mr. Briggs, the roundhouse manager, came over. "That is a beautiful diesel locomotive," said Engineer Bob, "but you will have to move it out of Charlie's berth, Mr. Briggs. Charlie needs a lube job this very afternoon." "Charlie won't be needing any more lube jobs, Engineer Bob," said Mr. Briggs sadly. "This is his replacement, a brand new Burlington Zephyr diesel loco. Once Charlie was the best locomotive in the world, but now he is old and his boiler leaks. I'm afraid the time has come for Charlie to retire." "Nonsense!" Engineer Bob was mad. "Charlie is still full of zip and zowie. I will telegraph the head office of the Midworld Railway Company. I will telegraph the president, Mr. Raymond Martin, myself. I know him because he once gave me a good service award, and afterwards Charlie and I took his little daughter for a ride. I let her pull the lanyard, and Charlie whistled his loudest for her." "I am sorry, Bob," said Mr. Briggs, "but it was Mr. Martin himself who ordered the new diesel loco." It was true. And so Charlie the Choo-Choo was shunted off to a siding in the furthest corner of Midworld St. Louis Yard to rust in the weeds. Now the honk-honk of the Burlington Zephyr was heard on the St. Louis to Topeka run, and Charlie's blew no more. A family of mice nested in the seat where Engineer Bob once sat so proudly, watching the countryside speed past. A family of swallows nested in his smokestack. Charlie was lonely and very sad. He missed the steel tracks and bright blue skies and wide open spaces. Sometimes late at night he thought of these things and cried dark, oily tears. This rusted his fine Stratum headlight, but he didn't care, because now the Stratum headlight was old and it was always dark. Mr. Martin, the president of the Midworld Railway Company, wrote and offered to put Engineer Bob in the peak seat of the new Burlington Zephyr. "It is a fine loco, Engineer Bob," said Mr. Martin, "chock full of zip and zowie, and you should be the one to pilot it. Of all the engineers who work for Midworld, you are the best. And my daughter Susanna has never forgotten that you let her pull old Charlie's whistle." But Engineer Bob said that if he couldn't pilot Charlie, his days as a train man were done. "I wouldn't understand such a fine new diesel loco," said Engineer Bob, "and it wouldn't understand me." He was given a job cleaning the engines in the St. Louis yards, and Engineer Bob became Wiper Bob. Sometimes the other engineers who drove the fine new diesels would laugh at him. "Look at that old fool," they said. "He cannot understand that the world has moved on." Sometimes, late at night, Engineer Bob would go to the far side of the rail yard, where Charlie the Choo-Choo stood on the rusty rails of the lonely siding which had become his home. Weeds had twined in his wheels, his headlight was rusty and dark. Engineer Bob always talked to Charlie, but Charlie replied less and less. Many nights, he would not talk at all. One night, A terrible idea came into Engineer Bob's head. "Charlie, are you dying?" he asked. And in his smallest, gruffest voice, Charlie replied,
"Don't ask me silly questions. I won't play silly games. I'm just a simple choo-choo train, and I'll always be the same. Now that I can't race along beneath the bright blue sky, I guess that I'll just sit right here until I finally die."